Well, it's also a child molester that came to see me because he wanted to stop his urges for children.
He was not arrested at the time? This was...
No, he wasn't.
Now, that's got to be difficult.
He was really... He says, you know, something bad's going to happen, and I'm going to get in trouble, and I'm going to, you know, go to prison or something, and I don't want to do this. And that was a struggle for me because, you know, what do I do? Do I say, no, this is way too creepy, or, you know, you're reaching out for help, and you are a creepy guy, that's for sure. And
I would have turned him in. I mean, that's a tough call for you, but I would have gotten him somehow.
Well, there isn't anything he was doing that at that point that would be provable. So what I wanted to do is find out more and find out if there was something that he was putting people in danger.
I mean, did you think he might have been lying to you?
No, I felt he was pretty honest. Because right. Anyone who would come in and admit that in the first place, you know.
See, that's why I could never be a defense attorney.
Yeah.
I could not defend these lowlifes.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't. If I knew this guy was guilty of murder and I had to defend him or he was a child molester or something, I can't do it.
Why would you want them to get away with something that they,
Oh, well. But onto this thing. So what did you do for him?
The guy in Qatar?
Yeah. No.
Oh, the child molester guy?
Yeah.
Well, I worked with him for a little while. It did get too creepy. But what I worked with him on was some of his beliefs about sex, and we found out where he got this desire, and I would regress him. It's called regression to cause, and this is not the same as past life regression. And so in hypnosis, I say, okay, you've got this feeling that you want this, and that part itself was really difficult. And I say, now your mind is going to go back to the moment in time where you learned that this is what you wanted. And so we would go back to this moment. When he was a young child, there were some things happening, some molest that was happening with him as well.
Yeah, he was abused.
Mm-hmm. And that anchored it in and created that need. And so by doing that, we could dissolve and release the hook that was holding it in and put him more in control. You know, and I worked with him for probably 8 or 10 sessions, and it just was really tough. I couldn't keep doing it, so.
Do you know if you were successful?
Yes, I do know, and his wife talked to me as well because she knew the problem as well, and they felt that things were really turning around and that he was feeling very different about it. He also would go pay homeless women to do certain sexual acts as well, and he had stopped doing it. He was really proud of himself. He says, you know, when I have sex with my wife, it's totally different now. I'm not approaching homeless people, you know, and I'll tell you, you know, I'm not going to put myself alone with kids, but I'm not feeling, like, drawn to them. I feel more normal.
See, I've got a real problem with our parole system in what they're doing with these convicted child molesters that they then put out on parole. Lately, a couple of them have been accused of, guilty of, killing kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I have always believed that they can't be cured, that they're deeply sick, there's a problem there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what would happen, Wendy, if the courts compelled all of them to go through massive hypnosis
mm-hmm.
before they're going to be released, because they're going to be released anyway.
Right.
Even though I'm opposed to that.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, you can't keep someone
idea,
in jail.
George.
Yeah, I mean,
it
I
is.
Think the courts should do that.
Now, the first thing that these people have to have is a desire to make it happen. So they have to want to cure that problem.